This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said two Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be launched soon. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said the first train has cleared all the tests and trial runs and the second train is likely to be completed by the middle of next month. The Vande Bharat sleeper train will be able to carry 1,128 passengers. It can operate at a top speed of 180 km per hour, making it one of the fastest overnight train services in the country. The railway minister also announced 12,000 special trains to be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals from 1st of October till the 15th of November.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said granting recognition to Palestine is rewarding Hamas. In his first speech at the UN General Assembly, Mr. Trump told Hamas to return every prisoner held hostage and the bodies of every hostage killed back to Israel. On Gaza conflict, he said he has been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza, adding that, unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to bring peace. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine could win back all of its territory from Russia with military support from NATO and the United States. President Trump said on his social media post that Kyiv was in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. The shift in Trump's stance followed a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who welcomed it as a significant change. Life is slowly returning to normal in Kolkata after heavy rains caused waterlogging and disruptions in transport. Water has receded in many areas, though some remain flooded. Train services are normal and bus services are improving in parts of the city. The weather forecast predicts rain in South Bengal districts, but Kolkata has not reported any rainfall today. The ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and 2 non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol, shotgun, which will be held at Dr. Karni Singh's shooting range from today till the 2nd of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.